אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 147.
We're learning from Kabbalah for the Student, page 458, item 18.
We learn with you in the wisdom of Kabbalah, in the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, in the study of Ten Sfirot, or in the Tree of Life of the Ari, and Panim Mirot Umasbirot, that now it comes from the introduction to the Panim Mirot Umasbirot. We study the structure of the world, meaning the external wrapping, which this system exists around the partsuf called Adam. So, altogether, we learned a lot about the world, as it's all the environment, to a special partsuf called Adam. And if we can talk about the worlds in a relatively simple way, like still vegetative and animal in our world. About Adam, to speak, it's very complex, complicated, it's not so understood. It depends on many details that can't be described, depicted, connected, or made into a system that can be digested. And why? Because in Adam is the structure that the upper world, upper forces, the creator. And then from many details that are contradicted, from the three lines, from the combination of the degrees, such states that in order for us to understand, we need to come to that incorporation of each creature to that topic that we're talking about. We can't learn it any other way. Because everything we learn, we need inside us to build a model, a demonstration, some form. And in such a way that we're depicting this thing inside of us, from our imagination, we can connect it, combine it, depict different states of bestowal upon this system and the response, etc. Whereas, if we're talking about the system called Adam, how will we build this system inside of us? It doesn't exist. To correct ourselves and bring ourselves to that state to the same degree. And then we will be able to understand what is being spoken of. Therefore, there's a difficulty here. A difficulty of learning what Adam HaRishon is. Because this is actually the topic that only the Creator's workers, as Adam is called, Dome Labore, similar to the Creator, by going in this direction, he gradually understands, as much as he becomes similar to the Creator, what it means to be Adam, and then can understand what is written on about Adam by the Kabbalists. This is what we actually understand. Now, how do we approach it, nevertheless? Because we are already in advancing steps towards Ibur, meaning to the beginning of Adam, to the beginning of Adam, then we accordingly will learn what is written. It's not much that is written. All the work that we learn is written from below upwards, from us who are beginning to study and to carry out, execute between us, within us, just as Rabash goes and gives us the building of our study, our approach, from we have assembled here. We. I don't want to assemble with anyone, but he says no, we, and starts to explain why it's important. And specifically in such a way we attain this. And it's not a matter of a classroom like in school that kind of got together in order to invite a teacher that will teach them something. No. Rather, we have assembled here in order to become one body, to reveal the Creator within us, and thus attain our true state, which is called the spiritual world. Therefore, there's a matter of the internal work here, and there's a matter of simple, nevertheless, as much as they wrote about Adam HaRishon in a way, as not as the Creator's work, but as the system, let's read and somehow be intermingled into it, so that we will be able to bind our work that we do internally, spiritually between us, and between each and every one of us, and with what we hear here. But certainly, we will understand only when we attain. Please.
Item 18, Kabbalah for the Student, page 458. Now we come to the heart of the matter and the mistake that concerned his leg. This tree of knowledge of good and evil was mixed with a vacant space, meaning with a gadlut form of reception, upon which the tzimtzum was implemented and from which the Or Elyon departed. It's also been explained that Adam HaRishon did not have any of the gadlut form of reception in his structure, which extends from the vacant space. Instead, he extended solely from the system of Kedusha, concerned only with bestowal.
Bina.
It's written in the Zohar, Kedushim, that Adam HaRishon had nothing of this world. For this reason, the tree of knowledge was forbidden to him.
Meaning Malchut rose to Bina, she's incorporated in Bina, and we see only the qualities of Bina upon a person. About the Aviyut, about the will to receive, what controls there? Only the quality of Bina.
For this reason, the tree of knowledge was forbidden to him, as his root and the whole system of Kedusha, sanctity, are separated from the Sitra Achra due to their disparity of form, which is the separation. Thus he too was commanded and warned about connecting to it, as thus he would be separated from his holy root and die like the Sitra Achra and the Klipot, which die due to their oppositeness and separation from the Kedusha and the life of lives.
Meaning, it's possible to work with the Malchut incorporated in the Bina as she nullifies before the Bina or participates with the Bina and participates with the Bina in a certain way. But the Malchut itself, of course, we can't work because this leads to separation. And there is no form of work there but simply death. Therefore, all the actions that stem from the connection of Malchut with Bina, more or less, are all Kedusha, sanctity, holiness. All the ones of the Malchut itself are all impurity.
However, Satan, which is Sam, the angel of death, was clothed in the serpent, came down, and enticed Eve with deceit in its mouth. Ye shall not surely die. It is known that any lie does not stand if it is not preceded by words of truth. Hence, it started with a true word and revealed the purpose of creation to her, which came only to correct that tree. meaning to invert the great vessels of reception to the side of bestowal. It is said to her that God had eaten from this tree and created the world, meaning looked at that matter in the form of the end of an act is in the preliminary thought, and for this reason he has created the world. As we have seen above, the whole matter of the first Tzimtzum was only for man, destined to equalize the form of reception to bestowal. This was the truth.
Meaning, what does the first Rishikin say? Malchut is not allowed to receive the will to receive anything if it's her alone. And then from first restriction onwards, we start to build a system in binding the will to receive with the will to bestow, so that the qualities of the creatures, which are only to receive, will be connected with the desire to bestow, which are the qualities of the Creator. Yes? What, Leo?
You can again explain what's this preparation called, the serpent, and what is Eve?
We'll be there soon. These are systems. Systems that, on one hand, help a person to discover where he is. On the other hand, as if those systems fail a person. But we will see this soon. The will to receive in a certain manner is the snake. The will to receive in another way is Eve. And in a certain way, it's Adam. Except for the Creator, we only talk about the will to receive. It only depends in which forms, in what form of connection with the Bina. If the will to receive is disconnected from the Bina, it's one thing. If it's connected to the Bina, but takes the qualities of Bina in order to use them, that's impurity. If it takes the qualities of Bina in order to be similar to them, that's sanctity. That's all together. From that, and the different levels of it. Yes, the levels in connections of Malchut with Bina, Bina with Malchut, and according to that, those levels, those graduations, it's the names. All the heroes that we see in the Torah, etc., no matter where or what, are all people in general in the world, and in their correction are all together those degrees of incorporation between Malchut and Bina. That's it. There's no more than that. Yes.
Page 459. We find that it is found that the evil vanished from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of knowledge of good remained. This is because the evil there is only the disparity of form of reception for self, which was imprinted in him. Yet, with reception in order to bestow, he is brought to his complete perfection, and thus you find that she has made the great unification as it should be at the end of the act. However, that sublime Kedusha was still untimely. She was only fit to endure. She was only fit to endure it in the first eating, but not in the second eating.
Meaning, you can receive in order to bestow even all the light of Insof inside of the kilim of reception that want to receive in order to bestow, but only on the first time. On the second time, no. Why? Well, continue.
I will explain to you that one who abstains oneself from pleasure before one tasted and grown accustomed is not like one who abstains from pleasure after having tasted and become connected to it.
Just like we sometimes say, here, take, taste. I don't want, that person doesn't believe that it's tasty. For what? Even if he wants a little, he doesn't feel like it. Whereas if he already understands that it's tasty, He has a different attitude towards it.
The first can certainly abstain once and for all, but the other must exert to retire from one's craving bit by bit until the matter is completed. So it is here. Since the woman had not yet tasted from the tree of knowledge and was completely in bestowal, for this reason it was easy for her to perform the first eating in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator in absolute sanctity, Kedusha. However, after she had tasted it, a great desire and coveting for the tree of knowledge was made in her, until she could not retire from her craving, since matters had gone out of her control. This is why our sages said that she ate prematurely, meaning before it was ripe, before they acquired strength and power to rule over their desire. It is similar to what the sages said.
Meaning, it's not that the fruit was spoiled, but they were spoiled, corrupted. Questions? Yes.
Rav, when Baal Sulam talks about the wisdom of Kabbalah, describes the world, he talks about tzimtzum, restriction. When we learn Rabash, we talk about bitul, annulment. What's the connection between annulment and restriction? Is it the same? Is it different?
Tzimtzum, restriction, is an action upon the will to receive, which is clear that it's against the light. And it restricts itself against the light by a force that it receives from the light. And that force that it receives from the light and then restricts itself and stands before the light in order to continue to work with it in order to bestow. That's already the work in the degrees. Where are we? Well,
so annulment is actually...
Our annulment is relative to that corporeal degree where one egoist nullifies before another egoist. That's it. Where I describe to myself, depict to myself that he is greater and therefore I nullify. Why does that help me? Because I'm not working with the light like in the wisdom of Kabbalah, but with the surrounding light. And towards the surrounding light, I can do these actions as if I'm annulling myself, as if I'm connecting to others, and for such as ifs, it's as if the light illuminates this will. And therefore it's called surrounding light. It shines, but from afar, seemingly. And then in those states that are called states of preparation, by them I come slowly, slowly, by many actions, to a state in which it starts to put me into the true state. Like children, they hear, they play with all kinds of games and hear different things until they come to the true things. Okay? There are no other questions. Yes. Ask, ask. Here we need to scrutinize many things that are very delicate matters. Okay, you know, precise, delicate little things that they can't talk about in a clearer way. Yes.
Between the first and second taste.
We didn't yet talk about the second tasting.
He just spoke about it. So the question is there any? Can you make a comparison before Ibur and after entering Ibur?
No. You're using the first taste and the second taste. You're getting confused with that, and you want to be even confused more about something else. Be careful and be cautious about asking about what we're studying. Okay? Yes.
What's the difference between the tree of knowledge and the rest of the trees in the garden?
There's the will to receive, which I really work with, and it uh, How should we say this? I'll tell you, the fruit of the trees of the garden have malchut, and in this malchut, there are layers. Let's say there's a sphere, and within it another sphere, and another sphere, until we come to the fruit itself. And in the fruit that we touch, the fruit of the tree of knowledge, meaning it's the tree of da'at, of knowledge, not other trees, meaning it's the will to receive that's already in a degree of, let's say, gimel and dalet of aviyut. Shoresh, aleph, and bet, they're vessels of bestowal. Gimel and dalet, vessels of reception. So let's say gimel of aviyut is the tree, and dalet is the fruit of the tree, where there it's da'at, reason. Where the light of Chochmah can clothe in such a view. The light of Chochmah, which is disclosed for the first time in the first tasting, well, I didn't want to say that to you, because now you learn it on your own. So the light of Chochmah that is revealed on the first time doesn't give the Kli anything. Meaning there's a law in spirituality that the expansion of the light, how do we say?
Expansion of the Kli and the departure of it makes the vessel
right,
worthy.
The expansion
of
and the departure of the light into the Kli make it qualified for its job. Meaning it's the fruit of the tree of knowledge, but it's still not the gadlut of reception towards a person. It's not the gadlut of reception yet. As he tastes it for the first time and fills his kilim with pchina dalet, everything is clarified. Their eyes open up. Everything is understood. It's felt like understanding is one thing, but to feel is one thing. But the connection between the feeling and the understanding, it's attainment. Together, it's called attainment, and then you attain the Creator. You're in his degree, in his understanding, in, well, you can't depict it, but just understand that the whole feeling and the whole attainment are full. All of the feeling and knowledge are full. And then that's it. He's addicted to it. I ate and I'll eat more. He can't work with anything less than that. And then we need to understand how to disconnect him from this and to give him, nevertheless, as he went through this, he had to go through it since the Creator arranged it for him that way. But, and since then, there's the correction, or preparation for the correction and the correction. It'll be clear to us relatively, but only, well, we will see. I think that we're already ready to be in this. Please.
Page 459. It is similar to what the sages said in Masechet Yevamot, I've eaten and I shall eat more. This means that even when he had explicitly heard that the Creator was in wrath with him, he still could not retire from it, since the last had already been connected to him. We find that the first eating was on the side of the Kedusha, and the second eating was in great filth. Now we can understand the severity of the punishment of the Tree of Knowledge, for which all the people are put to death. Rav, necessarily, not in the intention, but that he can't help himself. So here's the question: what is in impurity? If I can't hold myself, prevent myself, then it's called impurity. Well, we'll scrutinize this. I'm just leaving a bit of an opportunity to make it a little more, to spice things up. Go on.
Now we can understand the severity of the punishment of the tree of knowledge, for which all people are put to death. This death extends from eating it, as the Creator had warned him, in the day that thou eatest, thereof thou shalt surely die. The thing is that the gadlut form of reception extends into his limbs from the vacant space. And from the tzimtzum onward, it is no longer possible for it to be under the same roof with the or elyon, with the upper light. Hence, that eternal breath of life expressed in the verse, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, had to leave there and depend on a slice of bread for its transient sustenance. This is not an eternal life as before when it was for himself. It is rather similar to a sweat of life, meaning a life that has been divided into tiny drops, where each drop is a fragment of his previous life. And this is the meaning of the sparks of souls that were spread throughout his progeny. Thus, in all his progeny, all the people in the world, in all the generations through the last generation, which concludes the purpose of creation, are one long chain. It follows that the acts of the Creator did not change at all by the sin of the tree of knowledge. Rather, this light of life that came at once in Adam HaRishon extended and stretched into a long chain, revolving on the wheel of transformation of form until the end of correction. There is no cessation for a moment, since the actions of the Creator must be alive and enduring. Sanctity is raised, not lowered.
In other words, all of the actions, all of the incidents, everything that's revealed, it's all revealed through necessity. There is no chance. You cannot change fate. There is nothing that you can do about it. Everything, just like each one is in his own shattering, that is how he must evolve, but only with our sensations of how we go through the states, that we can change. We can change how we feel. We can change how we feel in elevating towards the end of correction. If we prepare ourselves and if we want to advance on these degrees, then we feel them as good. And if we don't prepare ourselves, then we have these forces that push us to advance, and then we feel bad. That's the difference between the path of Torah and the path of suffering. Besides, the states themselves, they're until the end of correction for each one and for everyone together, and there is no change in that. These two states, the shattering, the general shattering, and the general correction, they already, how should I say, they already determine each and every one's states. But of course, the reception of these states depends on a person, and that can change it from greatest sufferings to greatest pleasures. I'm not talking about the corporeal level alone, but about the spiritual level, where pleasures and sufferings are related to divinity and to the Creator. Yes, Amnon.
Rav, how can you separate between a thing between good and bad? Can you do such a thing where it's written like in the tree of knowledge where it's separated between?
Ask the Creator. It's good for you, then it's good. It's bad for you, then it's bad.
What do you mean to ask the Creator?
I don't know, but how could you otherwise say that it's good or bad? Only with respect to some permanent, absolute constant, to have a standard, to have something that's measurable.
We work in two lines, in the right line and the left line. You can't separate between them, because if we separate between them, after all, it won't be reception already.
I don't know the lines, left, right. I know one thing. If we want to measure good or bad, then I need to bring it to a certain standard, like there is a kilo. The standard according to which we measure the things. So I need to have such a standard for good and for bad. Where can we have that in this world? Go find out and ask. Each one has a different standard. So Wisdom of Kabbalah explains the Creator is called goodness. So with respect to the Creator, I need to measure if I want good or bad. That's it. I have no other choice.
Meaning our scale or our measurement is the Creator. But I can say, if I don't have that, I can say the 10, the group.
If you have such a thing, then yes. But if you really have it, not if you have 5 parzufim next to you.
How will I know that that's that?
So again, you don't know the standard. You don't have the right measurement.
So how do I work?
I don't know. Where's the friend from the Air Force? Where is he? He can tell you how I worked with the Northern Star. All the time, there's a standard, that's it, the Northern Star. How do I measure the North in comparison to that? And how do I calibrate the gyro? If you need to work with a compass inside the airplane, how is that calibrated?
I'll tell you why I'm saying this, Rav, because we're going to go down to the Arava. If I don't know that I have a 10, that I know that they're my north.
That's where the Northern Star is.
Remind me. It's really a state that's very prevalent in humanity, where raise the children, do whatever you want, as long as you feel good. And that's how the will to receive works.
The fact that I want to take an example from the Creator and measure everything with respect to Him, I do that as well in order to feel good. I never do bad to myself. When I include myself in the group and I demand to be with them, and that too is good. I can never go into something bad. If we overcome our ego, we can do that to the extent that we hate it. Otherwise, there is no overcoming. Otherwise, it's a lie. Who am I lying to? I am a desire to receive pleasure. That's my matter. So to the extent that I enjoy something or suffer from something, it's only to the extent that I can advance towards scrutiny. And that way only. What, could I do something that's against myself? It's impossible. The fact that we say we're going above our desire is that I raise in importance the quality of bestowal above the quality of reception, that I gain from coming closer to the Creator. It's a different kind of profit. It's a profit from loving Him. It's a profit from wanting to bestow upon Him. But it's profit. It's profit. We never work towards loss. It is incorrect approach. It's impossible to do that. The wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't teach us to suffer. It teaches us to enjoy something real. Now it doesn't seem real to us, but it's like a child. You say to this child, you need to study, you need to enjoy this and that, and he says, what will I enjoy from that? I want to enjoy... Rabash gives examples like that. Right, with the daughter that played, when my daughter played with his granddaughter when they were little, Mushi's wife. They used to sometimes disturb us from the studying because they were playing with dolls right near us. And Rabash said, don't disturb them. And he later on gave an example that a mother tells her daughter, here, why don't you play with the little baby? And the little girl, her daughter says, no, I have my own real baby. It's made out of plastic, but for me it's real. That's how we are. We need to grow and see where the real baby is, but the real one. We're not going against nature. On the contrary, we're never going... We're not going towards suffering, no. That you have in religions, these kinds of exercises to suffer more, and such rituals. No, the wisdom of Kabbalah does not talk about any limitation. That was in the past. You should eat bread with salt and drink water from a barrel. But this was in the past. Now, it's only through the light that reforms, and you won't be able to do any action if you won't receive the light. That's why all of the actions we'll do, if they're not aimed at bringing the light that will do the work, then it's idol worshipping. If I want to overcome something myself, then it's a joke. It's like the king's son that wants to, with a sword and a shield, to go to war. It's a joke. We need to learn how to do this. We need to understand what our work is. It's only to draw the light that reforms. It will give us a new desire. It will give us the ability to overcome the previous desire. And we always move towards goodness. We never come to suffer. If we understand this, our dissemination will also be different. The wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of how to receive all the pleasure. The purpose of creation is to enjoy, but to enjoy in all states that are part of the end state of enjoyment, and not that we're suffering and suffering and suffering, and then sometime we'll enjoy the end of correction. No, we only need to understand how we prefer this small desire to play with a plastic doll in comparison to the true and real desire to play with a real baby. So you need to grow, and there is time for this and time for that. And we need to draw the light that reforms, that will help us, like with a little girl, so that we can reach a state, she can grow and become a young woman that wants an actual baby and not a plastic doll. Yes.
Like you said right now, like the North Star, a certain missile that wants to get to a certain place, you give it the initial conditions so that it will reach that same goal.
Yeah, this missile is still. And a person needs to constantly choose how he advances and agree with that and to build himself to be a partner with the Creator. That's why it doesn't work that way.
So there needs to be in our awareness all those conditions in order, details, so to get to the goal. The goal has to be before our eyes all the time.
True, true. And every degree is attaining the goal to a certain extent. That's the matter of degrees, right?
How do we do it?
That's what we're learning. Okay. Who wants to ask? Except for those that always want to ask. Yes.
Rav, we learned that there's the first restriction and it's never cancelled. Is there room for cancelling the first restriction here in this case?
How can it be cancelled, and how to start receiving without any limitation?
Yeah, the question is if there's restriction in Tzimtzum Aleph here in this world too.
No, in this world you can do whatever you want, but you have to pay for it.
And in the case of the sin of Adam HaRishon, is there the restriction of
the first restriction?
Canceling restriction?
And the ladder of degrees is not cancelled. In our world, we learn in the article of the piece that there is the salesman, the clerk, and his notebook. We'll learn in a few minutes. If there is no landlord in the world, then you can do whatever we want. And there are those who say there is a landlord and we need to take it into account. So there are these and there are those. But everyone will learn that there is a landlord and that's it. Nothing you can do. Nature is a very tough system. And, well, where are we?
We are on page 460, starting an S in the case of men.
So go for it. Let's read till 19.
As in the case of man, so is the case with all the creatures in the world, because they all descended from an internal and general form on the wheel of transformation of form, as did man, because both man and the world have an inner value and an outer value. The external always ascends and descends according to the internal. And this is the meaning of, in the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread. As instead of the previous breath of life that the Creator had breathed in his nostrils, there is now a sweat of life in his nostrils. We're going to move to the next part of the lesson, but beforehand, sing a song.
כמה רוצה הלב לאסוף ולאגור על גבו של החמור אין אדם נפטר מהעולם הזה וחצי תאוותו בידו כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך חוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי הלב חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות למלא את כל הגחמות כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי ללו 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 כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלות